We have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to be metalkel from chotzer to chotzer if they made an eruv between the bayis and the chotzer, and because of that, they're kalim that usually are in the house in the chotzer, and those kalim are usher to take to another chotzer. So Rav holds that if they made an eruv between the house and the chotzer, then you can't be metalkel mechotzer lechotzer. And Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan hold you can. So now the Gemara is going to bring proofs one way or the other. Toshma, anshe chotzer, v'anshe mirpeses, sheshaku, v'lo yirvu. Okay, we have people who border a chotzer, and then the people who live on the second floor that open into a balcony. So they didn't make an Eruv together, but they made an Eruv separately. Each one made their own Eruv, but they didn't make an Eruv together. Kosha gavoy yud tfachim and repesis. Anything that's 10 tfachim high, so that's tashmish derech pesach to the merpeses, it's equal to the merpeses. And we had a machlokas before whether merpeses means the people who live in the merpeset, or the merpeset is the balcony and the people live above that. But in any case, the easiest way is that it's the people on the merpeset, and for them it's a pesach, they can use it normal, and for the people in the chotzer, they have to use it derech zrika, they have to stretch up. So therefore, it belongs to the people in merpeset. Pachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tfachim high, lechotzer. Then it's also to the chotzer melech aser, because both of them have rishus in it, and memela it's aser to both of them because they didn't make an eruv. But medvar mamurin, show you elu shorabin veelu shorabin. That's only where both the chotzer and the merpeses belong to a lot of people. The eruv, they made an eruv, each one separately. Elu liatzman veelu liatzman. Osha yichidim. Or each one only belongs to one person, and then there's no need to make an eruv to carry from the one house into the chotzer, or from the one house into the merpeset. But if the chotzer belonged to a lot of people, and the merpeset was occupied by a lot of people, and they didn't make an eruv separately either, then Gag the Chotzer v'Achsadur Mupeses Kulam Rishus Achasein. Then there's no problem of carrying from the roof to the Chotzer to an Achsadra, an Achsadra to a Mupeset. They're all one Rishus, and they can, what's it called, carry between these Rishuyos, as long as they don't carry from the house into the Chotzer, or from the what's it called, the Aliyah into the Mupeset. Whereas the time of the Lo'irvul, Mashram from here, that's only because they didn't make an Eruv that you can carry in the Chotzer itself, or from Chotzer to Chotzer and so on. Ho'irvul lo, Mashma, that if they did make an Eruv, it wouldn't be good. So you see that according to Rav Shimon, that they're all one Rishos, they're only one Rishos if there's no Eruv between the house and the Chotzer. But once there's an Eruv, it's no good. So he says no. This goes according to Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold Taka for sure, that if there's an Eruv between the house and the Chotzer, you can't carry from Chotzer to Chotzer. Because the Rabbanan were the ones who said before that if you have three Chatzeris that open one into the other, and the outer ones made an Eruv with the middle one, but the middle one, the outer ones didn't make an Eruv together, that Taka, it's Osir to carry into the middle one for either of them, because we're afraid that they'll end up carrying into the outer one that they're not allowed to carry to. So the Rabban and Taka make that Xera, but Reb Shimon doesn't. Reb Shimon holds that each one is mutter with the middle, even though they're usher with themselves. So we're going in Reb Shimon. Rav and Shmuel's machlokas was in Reb Shimon, not in the Rabban. Enochinami. According to the Rabbanan, in that, what's it called, Braisa, it's usher. And therefore, it'd be also over here too if they made an Eruv. The Machlokas is not according to the Rabbanan. The Machlokas is only according to Reb Shimon. Rashi. Anche Mirpeset, Diure Alios Harbe Psuchimba. Right, the many apartments opened into the Merpeset, below Iravu b'nei Chatzar and b'nei Merpeset. There's no Erev between the people in the Chatzar and the people in the Merpeset. Ein Osrim, one second, Merpeset, Aval Iravu Eliyatz and Eliyatzman. Each one made a separate Erev. B'nei Merpeset, Ein Osrim al b'nei Chatzar, and the people in the Merpeset don't want to Asra and the Chatzar and the Chara. They should be Asr because the people in Merpeset who didn't make an Eruv with the people in the Chatzar have access through the Chatzar. It's the only way they can get down. And we know that if somebody has access through your Rishus and you didn't make an Eruv with them, that it's Asr. It's Regel HaSeres Bimkoma Asr Shalom Bimkoma. So Rashi says no. They don't answer. Why? Afa Pishyordim La Besulam Udrisus Raglam Aleha Rishus HaRabim Yamrin Leel, the parakeets of Ma'abrin, Sulam, Torah's Pesach Allah, the Torah's Mechitz Allah, the Hakol Lahakil, the Hachamrin, the Torah's Mechitz Allah. The Sulam acts as a Mechitza that separates the Merpeset from the Chatzar. And even though they have Drisa Saregel, since there's a Mechitza that separates, that's good enough. Koshigavoy Yud Tvachim, go to Amud Otel, anything 10 Tvachim high, like a pillar, or a pile of earth, or whatever, that is now the Rishus of the Merpeset, Mutar L'shtamesh Bo, U'l'chotzer Osir, V'havi L'zeba Pesach, U'l'zeba Zrika. This one is on a plane together with this Amud, the Merpeset, and the other ones have to reach up. So we give it to the one who's Nicha Tashmishte, that they have an easier way of using it. U'v'smucha Merpeset B'sof Dalet Askinam, Kim the love of Pirkin Dleil. It has to be talking where it's four tvachim within the close to the Merpeset. Otherwise, they also have to stretch out. Pachus mikan lechotzer, kolomar at lechotzer. Less than that, it also is the rishus of the chotzer, ushnei amasurim bo. They're both osur because it's common property and they have no eruv. V'achi okim den osur. V'me dvor amamurim demachalkin and rishus chotzer merpeses delo mishtru badri adodi. When did we say you can't carry from the Merpeset to the Chatzar, or the Chatzar to the Merpeset, since they didn't make an Eruv, Bisman Shoyu Eilu Shol Rabin, Shid Diyur and Harbi B'Chatzar, the Diyur and Harbi Merpeset, the Eruv Eilu Yatsum Eilu Yatsum. The people in Merpeset have an Eruv together, and the people in the Chatzar have an Eruv together, but they don't have an Eruv between the two of them. To Hash to Mafki B'nei Chatzar, Mani Debatim L'Chetzerim. Now the people from the Chatzar bring from their house into the Chatzar, u'bnei aliyos mani de'aliyah merpeset, and the people on the second store floor bring their things into the merpeset. The ishoris lekelim sheshavsu b'chatzar letalto b'merpeset, also letalto b'nami kli abayis. And if we let them be metalto, the kelim that were in the merpeset when Shabbos came in, into the Chatzar, or vice versa, since there's a lot of kelim from the house in the Chatzar or the Merpeset, we're afraid they'll carry those kelim. Also, that's Osir. O shehayu shel yechidim, she'en b'chatzar l'bayis echad, v'en b'merpeset el aliyachas. But if they didn't need an Eruv, there's only one person in the Merpeset, one person in the Chatzar, or they didn't, she'enem tzrichim ha'ariv, li'atzman, they don't have to make an Eruv. V'hash t'shrichim mani d'bayis b'chatzar. And now, it's usual to have kelim of the house in the Chatzar, because it's mutter to carry from the house into the Chatzar, either because they made an Eruv, or because they don't need an Eruv. Umani d'aliyah b'merpeset, the same thing, the kelim of the people of the second floor into the merpeset. D'leket d'lesro alayu, hilka gozru b'rabanan, d'lo lishtru b'hadi adodi, g'zeru mishu mani d'batim. In that case, it's also to carry from the Chatzar to the Merpeset, or vice versa, because we're afraid you'll end up carrying the kelim that were originally in the house from one to the other, and that's also. The shakhu v'lo yirvu. When is but? If they didn't make an Eruv, each one separately, and they didn't make an Eruv together, and therefore they can't even carry from their houses into the Chatzar or the Merpeset, then kulam rishus achasein lekelim sheshotzu besochad. Then for any kelim that were in the Chatzar or the Merpeset when Shabbos came in, it's mutter to move then from the Chatzar to the Merpeset from another to another chotzer to an achsadra, man shamislay haislar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's the one who holds that they're all one rishus. And yet you see from here that if they made an eruv, that it's also to carry from one rishus to the other, because we're afraid they'll carry the kalim of the house. The kamer irvulo. Where says no, it's not Reb Shimon. Rabbanani. The modu begagin the chatzeros to rishus achasay. Rabbanan or modu that a gag and a chatzer is one rishus. Here's the same thing. The mirpeset and the chatzer are one rishus. The inu vadei osharu hecha de irvu. The Rabbanan for sure asher where they made an eruv. The gazri, because they hold of that gzera, that you're afraid that if they can carry from the house into the chatzer, that they'll end up carrying those kalim into the other chatzer. So therefore it's also. How do we know the Rabbanan make such a gzera? Because I'm reading a parak mishal tziyu. Gabi gimel chatzeres apsuchus ulazu. Case we had before. The three chatzeres opened into each other. The outer two didn't make an eruv with each other, but they made an eruv with the middle one. And there the Rabbanan hold that no one can carry into the middle, because we're afraid that they'll end up carrying the kalim that they carry into the middle. Somebody will carry those kalim into the other one, which is Osir. The plegi of Reb Shimon, they argue on Reb Shimon. The amru sheshlosh to masurin, they hold all three are Osir. The gazri dilmi osi lafuke mani the batim the chitzona sheben tzois the chitzona chaverta of Reb Shimon lo gosher. And in a chinami, where the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, where Shmuel says it doesn't make a difference whether they made an eruv or not, that's in Reb Shimon. But even Shmuel is molda that according to the Rabbanan, it's also, there is a person who holds of this gzera, but Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And now the Gemara says, Deka Nami, I'll bring you a proof that it's the Rabbanan. The Loktani Karthi from Mavli. Because if it would be Reb Shimon, it's not only an achsadra, a mirpeset, a gag, and a chotzer that are one rishos, but a mavui and a karfif are also one rishos. Should have mentioned them. Only according to the Rabbanon is it only gag and chotzer that are one rishos. And mirpeset and achsadra are the same thing as a gag and a chotzer. But since it doesn't mention mavui and karfif, it's obviously not Reb Shimon. It's obviously the Rabbanon. Toshma, no raya. Chomesh chatzeros ha-psuchos zu-zu u-psuchos l'mavui. You have five chatzeros that have entrances one to the other, and they have a separate entrance into the mavui. Okay? Chatzeros surrounded by houses. Each chatzer has access to the other ones, and they also have a different access into the mavui. The shachu kulam v'lo irvu, and they all forgot to make an eruv. Asu l'achnis l'hotzi mechatzer l'mavui. Normally, even without an Erev, you can carry from the Chatzar into the Mavui, and from the Mavui into the Chatzar. So here, if they forgot to make an Erev, then you can carry from the Chatzar to the Mavui, and the Mavui to the Chatzar. What's or what? The Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzar, Mutala Tautalam B'Chatzar, Uva Mavui. What's it called? The Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzar, the Kalim that originated in the Chatzar, are mutter and metalkal in the chotzer, but they're not mutter metalkal in the mavui. Reb Shimon mater. And Reb Shimon says, even the kalim that were in the chotzer, you can metalkal to the mavui. Because he holds in a chotzer, the mavui is also one rishos. And the rabbanon holds it's not. Shehoyer Reb Shimon Omer calls man shehem shel rabim, the shachu velo hirvu, as long as they belong to a lot of people, and they didn't make an eruv amongst themselves, Gag the chotzer v'achsadra mupepes v'karfi v'mavui kulam rishus achasein. And here it's clearly Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say? Only if they didn't make an eruv amongst themselves can they carry from these rishuyas one to the other. Mashma if they would have made an eruv, and then it's possible they brought from the house into the chotzer that it's also to carry into these rishuyas. Like Rav, not like Shmuel. Time of lo irvu. Ho irvu lo. Shmuel says no. Milo Erevu, it doesn't mean that the people in the Chotzer didn't make an Erev together. They did make an Erev. And even though they can carry from their house into the Chotzer, still you can carry from that Chotzer to another Chotzer, even though they didn't make an Erev with the other people. So what's Takab Shach Lo Erevu? Lo Erevu Chatzeros Badi Adodi. They didn't make an inter-Erev between the Chatzeros. But an intra-Eruv they did make. They made an Eruv in their own chatzah. And still it's mutter like Shmuel, not like Rav. So it's possible to learn this brisa like Shmuel, lav dafka like Rav. Aymara says, Hachatzru batim irvu. What's it called? Hachatzru batim irvu. Mashna, what's it called? That the chatzru and the batim, according to this Teretz, the chatzru and the batim made an eruv. Just the various chatzeros didn't make an eruv between them. Still, Reb Shimon is matir to carry from chatzru to chatzru, even though they made an eruv. So that's how Shmuel would learn this brisa. Where it says, Lahalo Irvuktani, it says they didn't make an Eruv. Masha, there's no Eruv at all. Not between the Chatzeros and not between the Batim. Where it says, My Lo Irvu Lo Nishtatvu. Lo Irvu means it wasn't Shituf Mavuos that the various Chatzeros didn't make together. Because the Chatzeros together is called Shituf. The Batim within the Chatzer is called Eruv. It says Lo Irvu, it means that the Batim didn't make an Eruv with their Chatzah. Not that the Chatzeros didn't make an Eruv, because that's called a Shituf. The Gemara says in a Chanami, sometimes the Gemara or the Mishnah calls Shituf Eruv. So Lo Irvu means Lo Nishtatvu. The boy is saying another answer. Reb Shimon le Devrem de Rabban and Komar. Lohu lo Komar b'Komar lohu. Le Didi lo Shno Irvu lo Shno lo Irvu. Like Shmuel. Reb Shimon said, it doesn't make a difference to me whether they made an Eruv or not. I'm not afraid they're going to carry the Kalim that were in the bias to the other Chatzeres. They'll distinguish which ones are okay and which ones are not okay. Elali didchu, but you hold that you do make such a Gzeira. In the case of the three Chatzeres. Oduli miyas, tehechet lo Eruvu, reshusachasi. At least admit to me that when they didn't make an Eruv, that they can carry from one to the other. You can carry from the chatzar into the mavui. Amrulei rabban and lo shtei rishu you'll say. The rabban say no. Even if they didn't make an eruv, you can't carry from a chatzar into a mavui. They have a din of two separate rishuyos. Rashi. The lo k'tani gav v'chatzar v'achsadru mupeses v'karkei v'mavui d'irab shimin kulu chad rishusanim. It should have mentioned Karfi for Mavui too, and not what's it called, just Gag Chatzar Achsadra. So that last brisa goes according to the Rabbanan. Then the Gemara brings the next brisa, which says Beferush is Reb Shimon. Asur Ha'otzim and Achatzar Mavui to Rabbanan, the Asur Mavui to Karfi. The Rabbanan hold that a Chatzar to a Mavui is Asur, but Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. The Mavui Asur, or the Kamath Varish Kasoka Daita Chashta, the Athilu Kalim Shashatsu Besoka Asur, the Tutule Bay. It's Mashma that even in the Mavui, even Kalim that were in the Mavui, when Shabbos came in, are not allowed to be moved more than Dalaramas. The Karmelis Mashvile calls Manshul and Shtakfuba. Because a Mavui, as long as there's no Shituf, has a din of a Karmelis. That's what the Gemara thinks we're going to speak about later on. Reb Shimon Matir, Atla Hotzi Kli Chotzer Lamavui. Reb Shimon is Matir to take Kalim that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in into the Mavui, even though there's no Eruv. And even if there is a night, once ago. And then Reb Shimon explained, Kozman Shem Shorabim, the Sokadai Tech Dahoki Kamar, Hoil the Kulam, Yesh Diurin Harbe, the Shachuvalo Yervu Liatzman, Kivan the Hashtalo Shriche, Kli Abatim, the Chatzeros, Kulam Utarim Zem Zem. Now we think that what Reb Shimon is saying is the following. I hold you can carry from the Chatzar into the Mavui, Kalim that were in the Chatzar when Shabbos came in. When is that? If the people in each Chatzar didn't make an Eruv to themselves. So now they can't carry from their houses into the Chatzar, so it's Lo Shchiach that there should be Kalim that were in the house when Shabbos came in the Chatzar. So nobody's going to be carrying Kalim from the house into another chatzar. They're only going to be carrying Kalim that were in the chatzar to another chatzar, and I hold that's mutter, and the same thing into the mavui. But if they made an Eruv, lo irvu chatzeros ba'adodi, v'chol chatzar irvu li'atzma. But if the chatzeros didn't make an Eruv together, but they made separately, v'hai kozman shem shorabim, da'amar lav time of eteru. The reason, if they're shorabim, is not the reason why it's mutter. Just the opposite. That would make it more awesome. El Revuso, it's a chiddush. The Apple gav the lo yirgu chatseros badodi, even though the chatseros didn't make an eruv together, and they do need an eruv, because they belong to different people. The chol chatser irv liatzma, and each chatser did need an eruv, because they belong to a lot of different people that opened into the chatser. And they did make an eruv. The chol chada ispe diurin tuva, umatki mani debatim the chatser, and they carry from their houses into the chatser, because they made an eruv themselves. The ikal amigzer, the haidi the avshi diurin, lo mizdari shapir, umatki mani debatim the chatser, wacheres, afilo achilo gosha. Still, Shimon holds, even if they made an eruv separately, but they didn't make together, you can still carry from the chotzer to the mofli, and we're not afraid that they'll carry kelim that were in the house originally and now in the chotzer into the mofli, which is us. We're not afraid of that. Mura says, how could you say that? Well, lo irvu, the gabre mashma. Lo irvu is mashma, they didn't make an eruv at all. Not together and not separately. Mura says, no, my lo irvu, the mashma gamre, a shituf the mofli koi. Lo irvu means they made no shituf. There's no, none of the chatseras made an eruv one with the other. Ube'eruv de chatseras lo ayri. But the eruv between the houses and each individual chatser is not being talked about. Lo mayri midi. Lo ichbas le behuv. Bein be'eruvah kol achas le'atzma. Bein lo eruvu ka'amar. De mutarim b'mav lo shitu. The eruv shimon does make a difference. Even if the chatser made an eruv with the houses, that's still okay to carry from the chotzer to the mobile. And that's like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. But originally we thought that it's only if they didn't make an eruv at all that it's mutter. That's like Rav. V'amrili Rabbon and Lo. V'gag v'chotzer v'achsadr m'pethes mogin alach. We agree with you that v'gag v'chotzer and achsadr m'pethes is all one reshus. And you can carry from one of them to the other. Well, the mobile, but not to the mobile. Okay. Rashi, back to the Gemara. Omar Mar, with the mobile also, you're allowed to carry, according to the Rabbanan, from chotzer to chotzer, but not from chotzer to mobile if there's no shituf mavuos. Lema Messayel, Rab Zera. Let's say this is a proof to Rab Zera. Omar Rav. Bzeira Marav. The Omer of Bzeira Marav, Mavi Shalom Ishtatfubo, if in the Mavui, the various Chatzeros didn't make a Shituf together, Ein Metalton El Bedaur Amas. You're not allowed to carry in the Mavui at all. Not only from the Chotzer to the Mavui. You can't even carry in the Mavui more than Daur Amas. Why? Because it's what you call a Carmelis. A Mavui that doesn't have a Shituf has a din of a Carmelis. Elabadalav, you can only carry Dalavas. Mara says no. Ema ul the Mavui Asr. To the Mavui is Asr, not in the Mavui. You're not allowed to carry from the Chatzar into the Mavui without a Shituf, because the Rabbonin hold it's two different Vishuyos. Even Kalim that were in the Chatzar or in the Mavui. Okay? Not just from the house into the Chatzar or from the house into the Mavui. So that the Rabbanan hold is Asr. But Caleb that were in the Mavui, when Shabbos came in, you can carry in the whole Mavui. It doesn't have a din of a Carmelis. Since it had a Tikkun with a kol or a Lechi, it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Just Rishus HaYochid, they weren't married. Mamele, you can carry in the whole thing for Caleb that were just like in a Chotzer. Just like Caleb in a Chotzer. When Shabbos came in, even though there's no Erev between the Chatzar and the Batin, you can carry those Kalim and the whole Chatzar, Kalim which were in a Mavli when Shabbos came in. And there's no Erev between the Mavli and the Chatzeros, the Mavli has a din of Rishus HaYachid, and even though you can't carry to the Chatzar or to the houses, you can carry in the Mavli itself. And the Mavli doesn't have a din of a Carmelis. What's the Svarit Shud? That it's not really a bona fide Rishus HaYachid. Just as a korah or a lechi. So melech, that only helps if they made a shituf. But if they didn't make a shituf, then it remains a carmelis. Therefore, if it had a real tzuras ha-pesach, everybody would hold, you could carry in the mavui. Because then it's a real rishus ha-yachid. It's only when the tikkun is just for the sake of the she-tooth, and you didn't make a she-tooth, then maybe that tikkun doesn't help, and it remains a kindness. Mora says, if that's the case, hainu reisha. Then that's the same thing as the reisha, that you can't carry from the chotzer into the mavul. Why does it have to say it again? Mishnah is seiritz d'richai. You needed to say it twice to teach me a dover halacha. Mao de seima, ki pligi rabon aleg reb shimen, hani mili hecha de irvu. Al hecha de lo irvu, modile, when did the rabon argue reb shimen? And say that you can't carry from the chotzer into the mavui, that's only if they made an eruv in the chotzer. And then we're afraid that they'll take kalim from the house into the mavui. But if they didn't make an eruv, then maybe the rabbanon also agree that you can carry from a mavui into to a chotzer from a mavui. Gamash malon, that even if they didn't make an eruv, it's also Rashi. Don't read the brisa that it's also to carry in the mavui, like Reb Zera said in the name of Rav, that you can only carry dalaramas. Read ula mavui. You can't carry from the chotzer into the mavui, but in the mavui itself you can carry. Hainu reisha hotanele also lahachnis lalti benachotzer lamavui. The reisha of this brisa already said that you, according to the rabbanon, you can't carry from the chotzer into the mavui. So if it's going to say it again, it must be that you can't even carry in the mavui itself. Now the same, Mora says no. It said this halacha twice to tell me that you shouldn't say other tonereisha usher. That's when did the rabbanon say it's usher to carry from the chotzer into the mavui? Be irvul liatzmon kasre. That's only if each chotzer made an eruv by itself. Now the rabbanon are afraid that you're going to end up carrying kalim that they took out into the house beheter, into the chotzer, on Shabbos, you'll take those kalim into the mavui, and there's no shittu. That for sure is awesome. So we're afraid that you're going to end up taking kalim of the house, so they ask it all kalim. But if the chotzer didn't make an eruv, so there's no kalim of the house in the chotzer, there's only kalim that were in the chotzer, then from the chotzer to the mavui, the rabbanon also hold is okay. And that which it says, lo hirvu, even the rabbanon hold, means not that they didn't make an eruv separately. They didn't make an eruv together, which is a shituv. Have a lo hirvu liatzman, eima modu. Hashmira mishmi yaseira, dialkar chada le hirvu, vachada le lo hirvu, vafilo hachi yasir. And these rabbanon are what's it called, the same rabbanon that asked what's it called, the Shlosha Chatzeros. Because we're afraid that you may take from the middle one, right, to from the outer one to the other outer one. But in the Havamina, where the Gemara said, maybe the Rabbanon don't argue on Reb Shimon, and they also aren't gozer because Klei Habayis, then the Chorus could be a stira between the other Rabbanon and this Rabbanon. So you have to say that's different Rabbanon. Not all the Rabbanon are the same. Every time a rabbanon argues on somebody, it's not the exact same rabbanon that argues all the time. So it could be there's two different rabbanons in the Havami. There's a Reb Shimon who holds that the two chatzeros, the middle one and the outer one, are mutter, because we're not afraid that you'll take kalim from the outer one into the other outer one. Same thing, we're not afraid that you'll take kalim from the bayis into the mavui, right, or into the chatzer. The other chotzer, right? Even though there are kalim in the chotzer, the rabbanon who argue on Reb Shimon in the case of the three chatzeros hold that that's taka aser, and therefore they would hold that if they made an eruv, they'll be aser. And there's another rabbanon, this rabbanon who argue on Reb Shimon over here, who would hold it's also okay, except they argue on Reb Shimon only in one prat, that a chotzer and a mavui are one rishus. They hold it's two rishus. But they've agreed to Reb Shimon in the case of the three chatzeros. It's a different rabbanon. This rabbanon only argues on Reb Shimon in one thing. There's another rabbanon who argues on Reb Shimon in two things. That's only the Havamina. According to the Maskana, this could be the same rabbanon as that. And they also tack a hold that if they made an eruv and the kalim of the house could be in the chatzer, then it's also to take even other kalim from the chatzer to another chatzer, because it's what's it called, we're afraid that you'll take the kalim from the bias into the other one.